Daniels, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 5th, 1903. Elder Daniels, Dear Brother, I have fully decided not to attend the General Conference or the camp meetings unless clear light comes to me that I should go. I dare not go, for it unfits me for my writing. Those who have had great light have not walked in the light. The other day, at noon, I was writing of the work that might have been done at the last General Conference if the men in positions of trust had followed the will and way of God. But the meeting was closed, and the break was not made. Men did not humble themselves before the Lord as they should have done, and God's Holy Spirit was not imparted. I had written thus far when I lost consciousness and seemed to be witnessing a scene in Battle Creek. We were assembled in the auditorium of the Battle Creek Tabernacle. Prayer was offered, a hymn was sung, and prayer was again offered. Most earnest supplication was made to God. The meeting was marked by the presence of the Holy Spirit. The work went deep, and some present were weeping aloud. One rose from his bowed position and said that in the past he had not been in union with certain ones and had felt no love for them, but that now he saw himself as he was. With great solemnity, he repeated the message to the Laodicean church, Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. In my self-sufficiency, this is just the way I have felt, he said. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Revelation 3, verse 17. I now see that this is my condition. My eyes are opened. My spirit has been hard and unjust, and I have thought myself righteous. But my heart is broken, and I see my need of the precious counsel from the one who has searched me through and through. Oh, how gracious and compassionate and loving are his words! I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Verse 18. The speaker turned to those who had been praying and said, We have something to do. We must confess our sins and humble our hearts before God. He made heartbroken confessions and then stepped up to several, one after another, and extended his hand, asking their forgiveness. Those to whom he spoke sprang to their feet, making confession and asking forgiveness, and they fell upon one another's necks, weeping. The spirit of confession spread through the entire congregation. It was a Pentecostal season. God's praises were sung, and the work was carried on till a very late hour, until nearly morning. The following words were often repeated with clear distinctness. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Verses 19-20. No one seemed to be too proud to make heartfelt confession, and those who led in this work were the ones who had influence but had not before had courage to confess their sins. There was rejoicing, such as never before had been heard in the tabernacle. The words were spoken to me, This might have been. All this the Lord was waiting to do for his people. All heaven
was waiting to be gracious. Then I aroused from my unconsciousness, and for a while could not think where I was. My pen was still in my hand. I thought of where we might have been had thorough work been done at the last general conference. An agony of disappointment came over me as I realized that what I had witnessed was not a reality.